From Washington, this is VOA News. Biden shows support for Kyiv as tensions escalate in eastern Ukraine, and two Somali lawmakers assassinated in Somali capital. I'm Bob Doty reporting from Washington. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has called on Russia to live up to its recent agreement to resolve the crisis in Ukraine as tensions between Kyiv and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine continue to escalate. During a joint appearance Tuesday with Interim Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk in Kyiv, Biden said it is time for Russia to stop talking and start acting on commitments it made last week during international talks in Geneva to withdraw support for pro-Russian separatist forces. The U.S. vice president said the United States would provide Ukraine's government with an additional $50 million, including $11 million, to help fund the May 25th presidential election. The White House says the United States will also provide Kyiv with $8 million in non-lethal military aid, including communications equipment and vehicles. Two Somali lawmakers have been assassinated in Mogadishu within 24 hours of each other in attacks claimed by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. As VOA's Gabe Josselow reports, the latest killings underscore the security challenges facing the Somali government.
Somali officials say unidentified gunmen shot and killed Parliament member Abdiaziz Isak Mursal as he was leaving his home in the capital early Tuesday. A day earlier, another MP, Isak Mohammed, was killed by a bomb hidden in his car. The explosion left another lawmaker seriously wounded. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for both attacks. Somali Prime Minister Abdulwali Sheikh Ahmed condemned Tuesday's killing and said such violence only strengthens Somalia's resolve to defeat terrorism. AMISOM has also condemned the attacks, saying on Twitter Tuesday that the force will work with Somali security forces to ensure the perpetrators are brought to justice. Gabe Josselow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Officials in Yemen say four security officers were killed in a series of suspected militant attacks over the past 2 days. Three of the killings were carried out in the capital, Sana'a, by men riding on motorcycles. The attacks follow aerial strikes that killed 55 al-Qaeda militants in southern Yemen. Those strikes reportedly involved U.S. drones. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has launched attacks on military targets, tourists, and diplomats in Yemen in recent years. Rebels in South Sudan have denied UN accusations that they killed hundreds of people after taking control of a small town last week. Rebel spokesman Lol Rual Kwong said the rebel fighters were not responsible for the killings in Bentiu and blamed others, including government forces. The UN mission in South Sudan said Monday the rebels killed more than 200 civilians and wounded more than 400 others at a local mosque where people had gone to escape the fighting. It said the rebels, known as the SPLA in opposition, escorted people of certain nationalities and ethnic groups to safety before killing the others. U.S. officials say they have indications that toxic chemicals were used in a rebel area of Syria this month. White House spokesman Jay Carney said Monday that the alleged attack in the western village involved an industrial chemical that was probably chlorine. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is working with the United Nations to rid Syria of its declared stockpile of such weapons. The OPCW said this week that 80% of those chemicals have been removed from the country or destroyed. The death toll from last week's South Korea ferry accident exceeded 100 on Tuesday as divers continue pulling bodies from the sunken vessel. More than 200 people remain missing and are presumed dead after becoming trapped on the five-story passenger ship which capsized last Wednesday. Divers retrieved 17 bodies from the 6,800-ton Sewol ferry early Tuesday. With an expected final death toll of around 300, the accident is set to become South Korea's worst ferry disaster in more than two decades. And a group of Japanese lawmakers on Tuesday visited a controversial Tokyo war shrine that many see as a symbol of Japan's imperialist past. The move further complicates Tokyo's already tense relationships with South Korea and China, which bore the brunt of Japan's militaristic past. That's the news from The Voice of America. I'm Bob Doty reporting.